Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached hump day. It's February 26th. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Back in the 40s again today. I am here for it. Come on, give me DM us. Let us know. It's a window Wednesday. You rolled down any type of window yesterday? I did. I was driving with the windows down like a boss yesterday. Leaving Sam's Club. I was like, here we go. Window down. I didn't care. And I thought to myself, somebody else had those windows down when they were driving, or maybe they cracked it at home. Like, even if it was a quarter of an inch because it was relatively nice out. I feel like there was a lot of that.
Now that you say that, I did crack a window last night.
You
but
did.
It was because the soup I cooked I thought was potent. But it wasn't.
Was it a matcha soup? Because,
it
you know,
not.
I can't get that taste out
it
of my mouth.
It was not. But it was not annoying to have the window open because it wasn't freezing outside.
It's going to be rainy later. Heavy rain. But yeah, it was one of those days yesterday. Snow's starting to melt. A lot of it melting. I'm here for it. Let's get the spring training.
Same.
Let's move forward. So
yes. There
you go. Hopefully the rest of your Tuesday was a good one. You can always send us a DM. Jen and Tim Show, Instagram, X, and Facebook. Star 102 on those same platforms as well. We always love to hear with you. Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. I was talking yesterday to engineer Ray, who is a great person, great family. He was listening clearly yesterday. And I said, hey, Ray, what's going on? Which I try to get him on the show to do a segment called Hey Ray, because he can fix anything.
For years, you've tried that.
So,
yeah,
just putting in a counter. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. I'm like, you can do all of that? Yes. Well, you're the anti-Tim. So he said, hey, I was listening early. What's that dead man in a something?
No, he did not.
He did.
Oh my! And I saw Ray yesterday too.
Did
he
you?
Didn't say anything. That's hilarious.
I said, yeah. I said it's dead guy in an envelope. It's one guess a day. We have a name in the envelope, and we only let you know he's dead. We only let you know he's a guy. Clearly, the name's in the envelope, and there is no prize attached. And we do it every single morning with our early morning crew. This is what we do.
Did Ray guess?
He didn't. If so, I probably would have recorded something and have been an official guest.
Yeah.
But he didn't guess. But we would love for you to guess. He also said that he loves Cleveland. How much do you make? He's
you
have to guess it. He was guessing. So we do that every Tuesday, Thursday. But let's concentrate on dead guy in an envelope. As we just mentioned, he's dead. He's a guy. He's in the envelope. We just need your guess. Maybe today's the day. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you roll a window down or up yesterday because of the weather? Did you roll the window down at all?
I did.
Yes, you did.
Oh,
yes, you did.
It was that kind of day.
Oh, man. All right. We would love your guest for Dead Guy in an Envelope.
Jim Donovan.
Oh, it's not Jim Donovan.
We appreciate the guest, the local guest. By the way, Puerto Rican Mitch, he sent us a DM. He wants us to play a different game. One game we've played before. We will get to that next on Star 102. So Puerto Rican Mitch wanted to play this game. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Remember we played Two Beers, Two Claws?
Yes.
At the Justin Timberlake show, and I had you guess how much that would be. I feel like this one is more manageable. But
okay.
Puerto Rican Mitch says, and we appreciate that, you can always reach out to us. Shoot us a DM. Probably the easiest way to get through to us. Jen and Tim show on all socials and Star 102. Just give us a like, give us a follow, and that's where you can get involved. You can see us spit out matcha as well.
Oh.
So, Mitch, I know you guys have talked about this before. I took my grandson to the Monsters game. Two tacos, one burrito bowl, two drinks. What's the cost?
Ooh.
So, two tacos. If you want to play, if you have a guess, I would love for you to guess and see how close you get.
I have more questions.
Okay, 216. That's all I have, so I can't answer them probably. 216-343-1021. Like, what's one of the questions?
Like, how big is the taco? And is it like two tacos for one person, or did he get two tacos? Like,
you're ruining the game.
Each person got a taco because they're a hearty taco.
Two tacos, one burrito bowl, two drinks. I mean, and for the grandson,
so
I'm assuming this is not an alcoholic drink for the 6-year-old.
I'm going to assume it's two people, and one person ate the burrito bowl, and one person ate the two tacos.
Yeah, so I took my grandson to the Monsters game. It's two tacos, one burrito bowl, and two drinks. So maybe somebody got the two tacos, one got the burrito bowl, and they both got a drink.
Yeah. That's got to be around, I bet, $50.
Okay, so you're going to go $50.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
I love playing this game. Puerto Rican Mitch said he took his grandson to a Monsters game, two tacos, one burrito bowl, two drinks. How much do you think it costs?
$68.
So, Jen, you said what, $50?
I said $50.
Well, I told Mitch, I said normally we play this game and it's super high, and I feel like it's the wow factor is because of the price. I thought this was a pretty good deal. It was $43. Right?
Wow.
Less than I thought. Yeah.
Two tacos, one burrito bowl, two drinks at the Monsters game. It was lower than I thought. And he just got DM'd us and said it was $43.
I want to know if they were delicious.
Well, he does listen when he's driving Uber. So,
yeah,
Mitch, if you're listening, let us know. Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, Jen and Tim Show. I think I'm very cruise aware since Stevie was just on a cruise a couple of weeks ago and you talked her through that. And now every time I see this, so you could actually win your way onto a cruise just by downloading a free app and listening to Star 102. I would 100% do this. Star 102 wants to send you and your family, yes, you have to bring them, on a vacation of a lifetime. Guess you don't have
do
to.
Do you? But I mean, it's for four people.
You imagine four people, you leave your two kids at home.
Oh, my
and you
God.
Bring a couple
no,
down
on a
the road.
Disney cruise? No way. I couldn't. No way.
Could you go to Disney, just you and Nate?
We have.
Wow.
But it was because he had a work function in Orlando, and we went. It was awesome. The kids were little. They didn't know.
I mentioned this to my wife. I have a buddy that lives in Celebration, which is just outside of Orlando. I said, hey, I think we could, around the world at Epcot.
That's a good time.
That's kind of weirdo bucket list thing for me. I just think that would be a fun thing to do. Maybe not weirdo. A lot of people have done it.
I don't know how far you'd make it. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of world.
Into the lake. I would make it into the lake. Where'd Tim go? Last saw him at the U.S. Polo! Anyway, you could win a trip aboard the Disney Destiny Cruise. You know it's going to be unbelievable. Just download the Audacy app. It's free. AUDACY. Listen to Star 102 for at least 60 minutes a day for your chance to win an unbelievable getaway, as you mentioned, for four.
I can't. You in the lake. Polo. Oh.
I'm actually wearing swimmies around the world at Epcot because I'm afraid what might happen.
Okay.
Minutes away from Stevie on the socials. Who also enjoys matcha that we'll get into it.
Oh, good.
I cannot get that taste out of my mouth. Like I've been grazing in a field for the last 24 hours. It's too soon for too soon. I would love to know what's coming up on Stevie on the socials.
So there's an article that people keep talking about, and it's titled Things Millennials Did on the Internet That Would Make No Sense to Teens Today. There is like 20 of them listed. We're going to go over 8 that stood out to me.
Okay, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's do that. Stevie on the socials.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
Before there was AI or influencers trying to sell you something, the internet was in its beginning phases, and millennials did things that Gen Z would find either cringe or just shocking. So there's actually an article that people keep talking about titled Things Millennials Did on the Internet That Would Make No Sense to Teens Today. There's like 20 or something on this list. We're going to go over 8 of them. One of them is illegally burning copies of entire albums off of sites like LimeWire. Savagely ranking strangers on hotornot.com. I don't know what that one
God,
is.
God, that's right! I forgot about that! There was a whole website you could post your photo and people would rate you hot or not.
That is...
We should bring
it
back.
It's so sad.
Terrible.
We should bring it back.
I feel like that's just Tinder now.
Yeah, like, it's just a swiping version of that. It's actually, yeah. Was that the basis of Tinder, hot or not, years ago?
I think that was their inspo.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that.
Number 3 is printing maps off of MapQuest.
Uh-huh.
4 is sending chain mail. So at the beginning of email, it was full of the chain letters, you know, where if you didn't forward to 10 people, you would have bad luck for the next 7 years. Mm-hmm. And that even moved to texting when everyone started getting flip phones. You were sending chain texts, chain emails.
Give me that Motorola Razr.
That was a great phone.
That was an unbelievable phone.
Tim texted and hit so much, the little circle button in the middle fell off because he used to hit send so often.
Yeah,
on it.
It stuck to my whatever glue, whatever held that on. Eventually, it went away.
I feel like that was the iPhone of its day.
Oh, that was a good time.
Yeah.
5 is having to use your desktop to go on Facebook. 6 is waiting by the computer for an instant message from your crush because there was not unlimited data.
That's right, yeah.
Which also goes into 7, not having internet service or texting because it was not on your phone plan. And then number 8, I think, is the one people talk about the most that they think is actually crazy, is that there was a MySpace top 8 where you would rank your friends.
Yes! Oh,
there
yeah.
There were so many teenagers, Gen Zers, that were like, you ranked your friends and that didn't cause drama. And it, I mean, I'm sure it did.
Oh, it
did.
Definitely.
If you fall out of there.
I feel like I was always number 2, so I'm like, who do I put number 1 if none of these people are putting me number 1?
Who was the MySpace guy?
Tom. Everybody had Tom as number 1.
Yeah,
Tom
that was
number 1.
My friend's number 1.
Like I knew it was a plain name. Tom was.
That's how you played it safe. If you didn't want to pick a friend, you just keep Tom there.
Yes, but then you would have to reorganize those, and you could put like a music theme on your MySpace page.
Oh, we were all coding way before coding was even thing. You're making that website look so good. 100%
right.
That's right.
Is that still, I mean, clearly it's not a platform we use. Is that still around? Didn't like Justin Timberlake or somebody buy into that?
You're right.
I think it was like recently taken down completely.
Okay.
But they did do like the rebuy, and it was like, you could set up your page, but you would have to like pick from default settings.
You
got a code on there. There was your music on there. You would have things popping out everywhere. Oh, it was a good time.
Give us one person in your top 8 back in the day. 216-343-1021. We probably were in each other's top 8 until we weren't.
Right. That was some drama.
It's Star 102. I love how Stevie is still trying to convince you guys it's delicious.
She was, too.
We have to get back to it. The Tasty Tuesday leftovers conclusion? I don't know how to put it. On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. But if you saw the video on all the socials and Star 102 on all the socials, you know. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It is the Jen and Tim Show. Thanks for joining us. It's going to be a rainy day today. We'll get through it together. We'll still see highs in the 40s today, so we're excited about that. In case you missed it, this happened yesterday. It was one of the 3 things you need to know. Take a listen.
Starbucks announced in January that they're cutting the menu by about 30%. Now we know what drinks they're getting rid of, and there's 13 of them. Java chip frappuccino, delicious. Caramel ribbon crunch cream frappuccino. How are you getting rid of the caramel ribbon crunch?
Why don't you get rid of that stuff that looks like swamp water?
Well,
that's where the downward spiral began.
It really did. It was not our plan yesterday to do what ended up being our Tasty Tuesday.
To be perfectly honest, we had an entirely different tasty items on deck for a Tasty Tuesday. But because of that comment, then we bring in producer Stevie. And when I'm making that reference, I think to myself in a little bit of anger because I do like the Frappuccinos, which seem to be gone. I mean, there was the majority of those were Frappuccinos.
Yes, it seems like they're going to be gone.
So I think to myself, who's drinking that matcha? It's always right there front and center on the app. Mm-hmm. If you go into actually order and you see on the board, like matcha's right there. I had, at that point in time, I had never had it. You had had it before.
I had had it before a long time ago. I wasn't a big fan. I thought it tasted like fish eggs. It was not for me. But people do really love matcha.
Big seller, iced, hot, latte, whatever. We learned a lot about that yesterday. I understand. So then you enter producer Stevie yesterday, once again, in case you missed it. And she eats like rice and plain chicken.
And plain chicken,
That's basically it. There's more than that, but she comes in and loves matcha. Out of all the things, producer Stevie, like, what does she eat at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, she has like a very simple palate. Like she'll eat, her mom makes her like special noodles and like mashed potatoes and chicken.
Butter noodles and potatoes,
right.
But matcha slaps.
Right?
I don't understand
the entire thing. Yeah.
So if you know, you know. If you watched the video yesterday, we'll certainly get to the comments. You'll know our reaction to this. We have to bring producer Stevie in and talk about the matcha moment that happened after the show yesterday. That's next on Star 102. I kind of want to start with this on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, that I understand why people like matcha. For example, I think that blue cheese is the most horrendous thing on the face of the earth, and I don't understand how anybody can consume it. But like if it hits my mouth, I would almost vomit. I did not get that hint with matcha, maybe slightly.
No.
But the brown sugar helped out, but I just could not get past it. It tastes like grass.
Yeah.
It was liquid grass. I thought I was eating in the pasture. I could not do it.
It didn't make you vomitous. You
did not
enjoy the flavor, as in you wouldn't order it or drink a full one.
Stevie broke it down, I thought, phenomenally yesterday when she was drawing analogies to coffee, where I'm a coffee drinker. I don't like black coffee per se. I mean, I would rather add something to it. Like I like caramel, or is there a cream or a sugar? And that's what you said about matcha yesterday, mm-hmm. right? That was like kind of the analogy you drew. Because you, like when you order the iced matcha latte, which is what we had yesterday, you added what to it?
Brown sugar.
So you add brown sugar, but there's other things you can do to it.
Yeah, some people add the cold foam. They'll add caramel. You can add whatever you want,
any type
of sweetener.
There was still a foam on the top of that matcha.
Yeah, because matcha is like a powder, so when you
that was just a natural foam,
yeah,
like
it's
it
a
wasn't.
Latte, yeah.
And the brown sugar you add is like a liquid brown sugar.
Yes, it's liquid.
Is there any other way you would drink the matcha, or that you do drink the matcha?
They've come out with like special versions, like a strawberry matcha. That's really good.
Oh.
Sometimes it's a strawberry cold foam. Sometimes I'll use strawberry milk instead of regular milk and make matcha.
Does it all have that underlying flavor? I mean, like a lot of people were like saying yesterday it tastes like grass and stuff like that. Tim said he was a cow out to pasture.
I only added 3 pumps of brown sugar because that's like the standard, but you can add like 10 and I'm sure it would be very sweet.
Yeah, but then at that point, like, why bother? Like, you know, right?
Yeah, you probably just don't like matcha.
You probably just shouldn't get matcha.
So I want to get to the comments, but when you originally had it, you had mentioned when you were in New York. Was it your sister-in-law? You were
yes.
the one time that you did have it, and you
correct.
Mentioned it tasted like what?
It tasted like fish eggs to me.
So,
and it was like it was called Cha-Cha Matcha. Like the store.
Oh, that's a great name.
Right?
Seems like a nightclub.
Matcha. I know, it's cute.
I mean, there.
So they were like matcha everything.
Have you had fish eggs before?
No. Well, but I feel like I know what they taste like.
Okay. Well,
compare yesterday's to that. Better, worse, similar. I know you clearly weren't a fan of it either.
So yesterday's was better than the one I had in New York City many years ago. The fish egg taste, I mean, like the one in New York City to me was undrinkable. Like it was, like it tasted very natural. And I'm sure I added a sugar. I can't remember.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law probably remembers. I don't know. Yesterday's was better, more palatable, but I would not sip on that enjoyably.
We had a ton of comments yesterday. I agree with, I really want to start with Heather Lou Cheese. No way I'm saying that correct.
That's fair.
Heather Lou Cheese. I agree with you. That's next. Heather Lou Cheese. Thank you for the DM.
It sounds like you're saying blue cheese without
Cleveland's
the B.
Feel Good Favorites. I mean, that's the last name. It's Lou Cheese. Luchez? Anyway, Heather, thank you.
I don't know. I'm sorry, Heather.
I want to like matcha so bad, but I can't. No matter the variation, it is truly awful. I wanted to like it yesterday. I was very disappointed. I wanted to like it yesterday.
Yeah.
I wanted to be in the matcha club. I could not. I'm just not there. I am not there. Our palates are way off. I still can't believe how much Stevie liked it.
And Stevie, you made a comment yesterday that you think younger people enjoy it more than older people do.
Yeah, I feel like everyone my age and younger, they all love the matcha.
They all love the matcha.
And everyone order thinks it tastes like dirt.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah.
Grass, I get the dirt. Whatever. I got the grassy hue. Something, I definitely got that.
Something earthy.
Mouth of grass.
Chrissy said definitely earthy. Kelly says, I agree, it tastes like grass. Someone said sewage water yesterday.
Yeah, that's...
I said that.
But then you have, like, Samantha. Horrifying. Matcha is delicious. Come on. Like, she's annoyed. We didn't like it.
I was talking to, you know, coworkers in the hallway that, you know, they're like, Meredith works at 92.3 The Fan after our show. And I said, hey, I'm going to get matcha. Just a quick question. Do you like matcha? And she's breaking it down. She's, I don't know if she's Stevie's age, but she's younger than us, and she's breaking it down. She's like, I have a scoop of matcha powder that I put into a vanilla like protein shake when she works, and this, and she makes her own. And then she said, and this is before I went to Starbucks, she said, I mean, I make my own. I could make it for you guys for a Tasty Tuesday. And I was like, oh, that's probably a decent idea. And then I had a mouthful of that. And I think to myself, I mean, I trust you, but I don't think I can go around two.
No, and plus then I don't want to offend Meredith. I like her. And then if we don't like her matcha, then we have to say we don't like her matcha. Like, I feel like we'd have to fake lie and say we liked it.
So this might be a new twist on a Tasty Tuesday. Things that Stevie likes that we hate that we try.
I like it.
This might be the only one.
That's true. What do you have at Thanksgiving? I just want to
turkey.
It's
like
very
else.
Usually when you describe some things that you eat, it's very basic. But matcha is right up your alley. I just don't understand your taste buds.
I get a nice turkey with some mashed potatoes, with some noodles, with some rolls.
Beige plate. It's all beige.
It is beige. But I'll tell you what, every bit of it looks delicious.
I know. Very good.
You sent us a photo of it. I remember.
You got to fry the turkey, Smacks.
Well, Stevie, thank you for trying. I really do appreciate that. That was fun to try until I tasted it. So thank you.
That was not a good...
The video's everywhere. You can read the comments. You can add to the comments. Jen and Tim Show on all the socials.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
So I want to tell you a story about my husband, Nate, because, well, I'm not going to lie to you. Sometimes I delight in his irritation. So he recently had an incident with his vehicle so that his vehicle has to be repaired. So we went and we dropped off his car and he's got a rental car because apparently, you know, that's how it works with insurance, whatever. He got a rental car and he's been driving this rental car around and he loves this rental car. The other evening, he comes home and we're sitting at dinner and he's like, this is so weird. I don't understand what is going on. Everywhere I drive this car, people are waving at me.
Oh, yes. I know where this is going. I'm going to love this so much.
Yeah.
I think
people are waving at you. Huh. Wonder why.
I think If you know, you know. I cannot wait for the reveal in 4 minutes. If you know, you're probably already yelling at your radio or smart speaker. So why were people waving to Nate's rental at Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites?
Yeah, Nate, my husband, he had damage to his car, so he has a rental car, and he comes home irritated that, well, how come every time I drive everywhere, people just wave at me constantly? It's because his rental car is a Jeep.
Ah, yes.
He's driving around a Jeep. And I was like, I'm pretty sure.
And it's specifically a Wrangler.
It's a Wrangler.
It's got to be a Wrangler,
like a
right?
Yeah, absolutely. Blue Wrangler.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Is he going to buy it?
It's awesome. I keep telling him. No, he won't get rid of his car. And the kids like his truck. But it's
take
a great
top off
vehicle.
That. You get a hard top soft top when you want to get here.
And this is a hard top one. And it's very nice. It's like a lot. And it only has, because it's a rental, it only has like less than 20,000 miles
off.
On
it's
it.
It's 40 degrees out. Take the kids for a drive.
Yeah, no.
Down Crocker.
I couldn't even attempt.
It's heavy.
I don't know.
The back of that's heavy.
But he doesn't understand it. And I was like, yeah, that's a Jeep thing. And then they you give presents too as Jeep people. You used to have a Jeep. I remember.
Do. You still have a Jeep in the aisle.
So
yeah, Tyler drives a Jeep now. Yeah, the
you
Jeep
would
Wrangler.
Be the Jeep insider to explain the Jeep protocol or the Jeep rules, because when you drive a Jeep, it's different.
It is different. I don't know. And maybe there's other communities like that. I don't know of any. Like, I have a buddy that owns an older Dodge Viper, and they drive around the country and do different things. And I know that they're a close minute community, but the Jeep Wranglers are different.
Yeah. And
has it happened yet? Did he get the, has he been ducked?
I don't know if he's been ducked. That's what it is, right? You give each other ducks. So what do you do? Just walk around with a bag of ducks in your car?
Can somebody come? Because I know what it is. Can somebody explain ducking for people?
Is that what it's called? Ducking?
It is now. So that you can explain it better than probably I can if you have a Jeep Wrangler or know about it. It hasn't happened to Nate yet.
I don't know if it's happened to him. I also don't know. And I'm going to have to text it. We'll have to call him during this break, because I also don't know if he waves back at the people that are waving at him.
Oh, he has to.
I don't know.
You have
to.
I know it's annoying.
He was so confused by it. And I told him, like, it's like you're in a cool club. And then the ducking thing, they do that on cruises too, the ducking thing. The duck thing is a thing.
Oh, I didn't know about the cruises. So yeah. if somebody can explain that even better, 216-343-1021. And I have a question, but I, not being cruise unaware, it happens on cruises. Didn't know that. That's next. Talking about ducking. You never know what we're talking about. Jen and Tim show,
weird,
Star,
right?
102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, and talking about Jeep Wranglers.
We're talking about the Jeeps because my husband's driving a rental car. It's a Jeep. People are waving at him. He's confused. He doesn't wave back, which I just learned.
He
which
does
is
not
now.
Wave back?
He just said he's not waving back because he doesn't understand why people are waving at that. You can't do that.
Well, that's fair. Maybe they'll know by the plates that it's a rental and they give him a leeway.
I don't think they're thinking that hard. And they're probably coming the opposite
I'm
direction.
I'm trying to help him out. I don't know.
I'm like, why would you not? Like, it's like he's irritated all these people are waving at him because he doesn't know the code.
I hate that it's going to rain today, because I would say, please, he and the boys, take the top off of that rental. Take that top. What do you mean, no? It's great. That's the best part of a Wrangler.
Yes.
Taking that top off, driving around. If you were in a warm weather climate, I would have
in
a soft
warm
top.
Weather.
I would take the soft top. I would have a soft top because you would need it. And always, I would be topless. All
Stop.
The time in a Jeep Wrangler. Are you
say
kidding
it like
me?
That.
Always would be.
Yes, not in February. It's February.
If it's not raining, it's 40. That would be amazing. Take him to Swenson's.
It'll be very cold.
It is cold, but he's only going to have this for a short amount of time until he gets his car back.
Well, maybe we can rent one in the summer or something. I don't know. But listen, the duck thing. We're not taking the top off the Jeep today. It's not happening. And you're lucky my kids are in school.
Gone wild.
Stop it.
That would be amazing. Can't do it when it rains.
Put down your phone. Stop texting him. Do not text him.
Text Nate.
Angela says,
stop. Text Nate.
Stop. Angela says ducking began during COVID. I didn't know it began during COVID.
No way.
As a nice gesture for Jeep owners to say they like your Jeep. And yes, they drive around with a bag of ducks. My friend has a Wrangler and looks on Amazon for ducks. She says, I have a line of Halloween ducks in my Pontiac G5 because my son gets them from her. It's the only way my ducks will be in a row.
Oh, I like that.
That's cute, Angela. Thank
you.
We
should randomly, outside of the Halley building here in downtown Cleveland, just duck cars. It could be a Nissan, Toyota.
Not just, Jeeps only.
Yeah.
Can we get Jen and Tim show ducks?
What'd they be,
that would be a fun Trump Tui prize.
Are they like caricatures? They're like duck, but their faces, but they're ours. With it's like Jed and Tim show with bills on their mouths.
No, it would
that
just be,
I would be into.
Absolutely not. It would be a regular duck, a regular duck.
Aflac.
Maybe with like a microphone and our logo or something. That's a little
that's
bit
deep.
Better than
I think. That's deep.
Our faces as ducks is a little deeper
it's,
than.
That's also deep. You're right. Well, okay. It's okay. We're figuring things out here. We're workshopping it on the air. We'll figure this out.
A logo would be fine.
So there you go. Nate, top off.
No.
Boys, driving down Crocker. That's a good Wednesday. Nancy just DM'd us, just sent you a picture of my duck from my cruise. So the duck's on the cruiser, I
she
think.
She got a duck? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Before we went on our first cruise last summer, and I had read about it in Facebook groups that you can make your own ducks and you order them, you know, from Amazon or whatever, and then you decorate them or you put like, it's kind of like the rocks. Remember the Northeast Ohio rock thing?
Oh, I remember that.
It's like the duck thing. Like you would put, like, you know,
you
a website or whatever.
You just leave in somebody's door?
No, you hide them around the ship.
Oh, you hide them around the ship and you find them.
You hide them.
Oh, that's what I was not understanding.
And it's fun, I think, for the kids to look for them. Some people get really into it, like the way they decorate them and stuff. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.